Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon Eye-Can Lady Battle, and this is the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there's a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Today's broadcast is being brought to you by eyecanclothes.com. The clothing line that is positive and inspires and is fashionably designed for people like you and me in mind. I thank you for tuning in with me today because I wanted to begin talking on a series on how to develop the right type of plan for your life. When there's a will, there is a way. But when there isn't a plan, there are many obstructions, destructions, and reconstructions that have to happen because the way wasn't mapped out very clearly. I've been thinking about this because of personal experiences of myself and that I've witnessed of other people. We ask ourselves the question, what is our purpose? That is just like a key ingredient with every common theme when we have discussions about what path to pursue, what job to pursue, what college degree to work towards, all of those different questions, even what man do we choose? How do we raise our kids? You know, just trying to figure out this thing called life, where we fit into it. When we're looking at our purpose, however, it causes a lot of people to be very apprehensive about trying new things, holding on to things too long, or sometimes just being at a stalemate, not knowing how to make the right next decision because they fear that the next decision won't be the right decision. We all have been there. As long as you keep growing in life and you have not reached your end, you're going to ask that question, am I in the right place doing the right thing? And that all ties back into that question that ponders in your mind, what is my purpose? Because sometimes we have a purpose and we think we know our purpose, but it doesn't necessarily align with what's going on in our life as it stands right now. For example, I went to college and I majored in criminal justice. I thought that I was going to work in the criminal justice system because I always had a heart for reformation. People who were in desolate places, people who were in experienced injustice, or even people who rightfully got themselves in situations but needed someone of support to be able to help them, to be able to guide them through their next phase in life. So I was very captivated by criminal justice because that was what I was exposed to in my life. I saw friends get arrested. I did my internship with the ATF, and I was a part of major drug busts that were done in unison with various justice organizations, the sheriff's department, the city police, state troopers, federal agencies, and they all came together to do these drug busts, these raids. And there were people that I knew that were involved in that. That was one of the most uncertain, heartbreaking experiences in my life. Very rewarding experience to be young and watching how all of that unfolds, but seeing who was involved in that, that was very disruptive for me because I knew a lot of those people. And I remember some of them as they were bringing them in, processing them after they went to the homes and they picked them up, they strategized. They didn't just go out to get them. They had already knew their routines. They knew when they would be able to arrest them. So they went in with ease. It was so planned out. They didn't even use search warrants to try to find any drugs in the house, any paraphernalia, nothing. All they wanted to do was get the person and lock them up so they can do their time. And when I looked at the sequencing of how that was actually done, it was a lot of planning that took place. Planning and then joint collaboration with all of the different justice entities. And I was like amazed because it was teaching me that when you want to do something big in life, you're going to have a plan and you're going to have partnership. So we're not going to talk about planning and partnership today, but we are going to look at the purpose that you have on your life. And it's going to be very simple as I talk to you about this, because this is a part of what I do when I work with individuals and helping them to create what I call the battle action plan. It is a plan that's specifically designed for your life, because there are plans and purposes that are only designed for you to follow. So for example, you were born and you were created by the Most High, and He already embedded some desires within you. When you grew up, you thought that you just loved to go play in the dirt and take all these risky adventures and be out an outdoors person when everybody in your family was on the outside, and you thought that you were just the black sheep and you were the one that was the outcast because you didn't do what everyone else does, because you thought you were so different. Well, we all are different. But the thing that was in you that brought that enjoyment was already a seed that was planted before you were born. When we're pursuing our purpose, we really have to go back to our Creator, because He knew us before we were even formed. He had a plan for us before we were ever even born. And if He was the one that designed us and architect and put all of the places, all the points in place on what we needed to be able to live out the design of our life, then that's the one we need to seek when it comes to finding our purpose. So when you're starting there, you go back to the visionary, you go back to the Creator, and you ask, what is it that I am here to do? What is it that gives me life, that awakens me, that helps me to be the person that I know I was called to be? That's why when you're doing things that everyone else is doing, it never feels comfortable. And it's not comfortable because it doesn't fit you. It's like putting a size 8 foot into a 8 foot into a 10, too big. You can't even walk in it. It's over your foot, but you're bound to trip. You're not going to be able to sustain consistent momentum because it's not your size. But then take that same size 8 and then try to jam it into a size 6. Imagine what your toes look like in that shoe and what your toes are screaming. You'll be so focused on trying to avoid pain, to provide comfort, to be in a place that you're not designed to be, that you'll never go anywhere, because you'll be always trying to, you'll always be trying to cushion and a discomfort when you need to just get your foot out of there and then walk in another pair of shoes that fit you. So a couple of questions come to mind when you are trying to figure out, okay, what is it that I need to do with my life? And it's just very simple. A lot of things, you know, when people are like trying to figure out the purpose, and you do all of these different things that people are suggesting, and they're really great ideas. Oh gosh, they're just really great ideas, because I do a lot of that. I do the meditation, and you know, there's that quantum theory of looking into yourself and bringing out, you know, all of the unmasked energy, and you know, letting it connect with the universe and all of that. And that's great. But there are certain things in me that were planted that don't belong with the person that I was purposed to be. So I have to be careful what I'm drawing, because what I'm drawing may be reacting to something that shouldn't have happened in my life, or happened and I never properly resolved it. So knowing how you're responding to things is really going to be helpful. But let me just share with you these couple of things. If you want to really know what your purpose is, ask yourself these two questions. One, what do you want to see happen in your life? Think about it. This is your life. And for me, when I'm helping individuals, I'm always helping them to see that their life is a quadrant. It's not just all or nothing. It's not that, okay, I married this man, had a bad relationship, so my life is just going to be a failure. I'm just going to have to be single the rest of my life because I can never find the right man. No, that's the wrong approach. You attracted something that caused destruction in your life. However, how do you reconstruct and get back in place and get back to the alignment of knowing what it is that you're supposed to be doing in your life? What do you want to see happen in your family? What do you want to see happen in your relationships? What do you want to see happen in your personal growth? What do you want to see happen in your health? What do you want to see happen in your spiritual life? What do you want to see happen in your religion? What do you want to see happen in another area of your life, in your community? Those are the things you need to begin to specify, because generally the things that you want are the desires that God has already placed within you. It's not strange. It's not strange to be a hardworking woman and desire to have a loving, supportive husband and beautiful kids while you're, you know, working a great career. There's nothing wrong with desiring that. Some people think that they have to exchange a great to settle for a good just to be able to have something that they want. And all of it can be great in your life if you just align yourself with what's important to you. What do you want to see happen? We get those questions asked when we're younger, right? What do you want to be when you grow up? And we answer what we want to be, but why is that important to us at that time? Most kids, they want to be what they're able to see. They see the firefighter, they see the teachers, they see the policemen, they see the lawyers. You know, those are all captivating jobs because they're out there doing what? Serving people, helping people. Your purpose in what you do, whether you are an extrovert or an introvert, it is all going to accomplish the same function of being able to provide a service for someone in need. Whatever it is that you're doing in your life, it answers the call of solving a problem for someone else. And I know oftentimes we want a specific title to the purpose, but even in titles, they have a set of instructions. They have a set description of what it means to have the title of a CEO. So for me and my company, I'm the president of one company, I'm the CEO of another company, and I have a job description that goes with that. So my purpose is not the title. My purpose is the fulfillment of the requirements that are attached to the label, which is the title. So when you are looking at yourself and you're trying to size yourself up, don't size it based on a position. And then don't discount the nature of the position because it doesn't align with where you feel like you're supposed to be. There are so many different places that we have to journey before we get to the place we desire to go. And that is just a part of life. If that's biblical truth. If I would write another book, it would be the biblical truth to living out your life. Because everything you look at, when you look at your life, you can find a scripture for it. Marketing, perseverance, dealing with resistance, all that type of stuff, you know, it's in there. So when you are looking at, okay, I'm experiencing some things and it doesn't feel like it aligns, you have to go back to, what do you want to see happen in your life? And then the next question is, why is this important? So that's why when a lot of people, you'll notice, it's like they can just quit a job and then find another job. But for those people, getting in a door is not an issue. But sustaining and persevering, that is a complication. So we envy things and we desire to be able to have the courage to do certain aspects of what a person does. But there is a momentum that still needs to carry on with that initial step. We take a step and then a lot of us pause because we don't know what to do next. because we didn't properly plan. I have looked at with everything that I did in life and did it well. It happened with a plan. Even if it was a random event that I attracted it because it was a part of the plan for my life. It was a part of the way that had already been established. So when you are walking through life and things are coming at you, whether it's good, whether it's bad, however you want to classify it, you are attracting those things that are either designed to push you closer to your purpose or push you further away from it. So that's why you need to ask yourself, what do I want to see happen in my life? I can attract a man. So if I'm single, I can attract a man. I can attract a man that is going to be a provider because I'm going to look for that type of man. But if I am also in a place that I'm not really sure of what I want to see happen in my life in a fullness, I'm going to attract a man that is only partially able to be able to fulfill satisfaction in only what a quarter of what's important to me in my life. He's not going to go to church with me. He's not going to support me on my goals, but he'll be a good provider. So is that the type of man that you really wanted to see happen in your life? What do you want to see happen in your life? Why is that important? When you learn those things, you will be able to avoid chasing the wrong dreams, chasing the wrong relationships, and attracting unnecessary interferences. I hope you all enjoyed today's Family Fix, because I know that you can, but you can with a plan. So when you are going through the rest of the week, I want you to tell yourself, yes, I can with a plan. Do not be ignorant in all you're getting. Get an understanding. You have got to know and be intentional about what it is you want to do with your time, with your resources, and your relationships, because all of those are important when you are trying to live out your girl crazy, guy crazy dreams and live a life that's fully satisfying for you. I hope you enjoyed. And again, if you want to continue with me, just remember, go to www.shannonbattle.com. If you want more insight on having your own battle action plan, just go to the website and you can just download how to access that. I have a free gift for you if you go to the website. I just co-authored a book, Glambitious Guide to Win in 2021, and it's with some phenomenal women that also provide tremendous insight on their winning strategies as well. But remember, just be very intentional and very purposeful in what it is that you're doing, because you were created with a purpose. You just have to get back to the creator. Stop asking everybody else, because nobody knows. We can give you suggestions all day long, but that would be foolish, you know, just for you to keep doing stuff because, you know, you just have not allowed yourself to really embrace what was put inside of you. It's not crazy. It's not small. It doesn't have to be a billion-dollar dream, but it can be a dream that leads to $1 billion. So, I mean, it's just how you phrase it and look at it. All right. You all have a great afternoon, evening, wherever you're listening to in the time zone. I am your host here, Shannon. I can Lady Battle. And until we talk again, yes, you can with a plan.